Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Ghost Course kick for Old School Jungle and Ragga DNB in Ableton Live 12. This is not just about making a kick hit hard, it's about making it feel like it has weight, a crisp front edge, and that dusty midrange character that lets it sit inside chopped breaks, vocal chops, and a serious bass line without sounding modern and overpolished. If you think about classic jungle, the kick often isn't this giant, upfront EDM thing. It's more like a tonal anchor. It shows up with intent, implies power, and then gets out of the way so the break can keep moving. That's the vibe we want here. Controlled, worn in, a little raw, but still very deliberate. Let's start with the source. Load a clean kick sample onto an audio track, not into a drum rack yet. I want you shaping the sound first, before you lock it into a sampler setup. Choose a kick with a short transient and a solid fundamental. Something natural is ideal. You do not want a hyper-smashed modern kick here, because we're going to build character into it ourselves. On that kick track, put a Q8, then drum bus, then saturator, and finally utility. Create a second audio track called Kick Print and set it up to record or resample from the kick track. That way, we can commit the sound later and compare our processed version against the live chain. Before you do any processing, get the gain staging right. Trim the sample so it peaks somewhere around -12 to -9 dBFS. Leave headroom. That matters a lot in DNB, because once the breaks, bass, and vocals are stacked in, you want the kick to be strong without forcing the whole mix into clipping just to feel present. Now let's shape the attack first, then the body. In drum bus, start with a little drive, maybe around 5-15%, and push transients up somewhere around +10 to +25. Keep boom low at first. You can always add weight later, but if you overdue the boom early, the kick gets cloudy fast. If the low end starts feeling woolly, bring damp up into the 50 to 70% range. Then go to saturator. Turn on soft clip and start with about 2 to 6 dB of drive. Use this carefully. The goal is not to fry the kick. The goal is to give the front edge a little attitude and density. If the kick gets too bright or papery, back off the drive and let drum bus do more of the punch shaping. On EQ8 before the saturation, clean up the source. High pass only if needed, usually around 20 to 30 Hz. If the kick feels boxy, dip gently around 250 to 450 Hz. If the transient is too soft or hidden, add a small boost around 2 to 4 kHz. Keep these moves subtle. In jungle, small EQ choices in the upper low mids and mids can completely change whether the kick sounds sampled and aged, or just plain dull. Now for the dusty mids. This is where the jungle character really comes alive. Duplicate the kick track or build a parallel grit path. Put redux on that duplicate and keep the degradation controlled. Downsample lightly, maybe around 1.2 to 2.5. If you need bit reduction, keep it mild, around 12 to 16 bits. Then add auto filter after redux and focus the energy in the midrange. You can bandpass or lowpass it so the dirt lives somewhere around 500 Hz to 2.5 kHz. That's the zone, where the kick starts to feel like an old sample sitting inside the track instead of a clean drum pasted on top. If you want even more texture, add erosion very lightly after that. Use noise or wide noise, but keep the amount tiny. You're not trying to make distortion obvious. You're trying to roughen the edges just enough that the kick feels like it has history, like it came off a tape machine, a sampler, or a dusty piece of hardware that's been living in a rave for 30 years. Blend the dirty layer under the clean kick until you notice a little more memory in the sound. A little more age. A little more presence on smaller speakers. If the grid is shouting at you in solo, it's probably too loud. But if you can feel it in the mix without it calling attention to itself, you're in the right place. Now let's talk about placement. Because in this style, timing is everything. A Ghost Course kick is not supposed to bulldoze the whole groove. It's supposed to support the break, answer the vocal, and create movement around the phrase. Put the main kick on the downbeat, then add ghost hits just before or after key accents. A pickup into the snare works great. So does a pre-drop kick 1/16th before the phrase starts. Another nice move is placing a quiet kick right after a vocal chop or ragga stab, like the drums are replying to the phrase. If you're using MIDI, keep the main kick strong and let the ghost kick sit much lower in velocity. Think full hits in the 100 to 127 range, and ghost hit somewhere around 20 to 60. If you're working with audio, just lower the clip gain on the ghost notes and nudge them a few milliseconds if needed. Those tiny timing shifts can be the difference between a kick that fights the break and a kick that tucks neatly, behind it. A good test is to place the kick inside a two-bar loop with a chopped amen or another break. If the kick still reads when the break is rolling hard, you've got the right balance. If it disappears, don't immediately add more low end. Often the better move is adding a little more upper knock, or a slightly clearer transient, so the kick can cut through the break without getting bigger in the sub-region. And that brings us to the low-end discipline, which is huge in DNB. The kick should not compete with the sub-bass. It should imply weight, not own the sustained bottom. If the kick's fundamental is too low, try a gentle dip around 40 to 60 Hz. If it needs more punch, you can carefully emphasize 70 to 110 Hz. If it feels muddy, a narrow cut in the 200 to 350 Hz area can clean it up fast. If you have a sub or re-space underneath, keep the bass carrying the long low-end energy. The kick should be short, punchy, and controlled. You can use sidechain compression on the bass if needed, but keep it musical and short. A fast attack, a moderate release, and only a small amount of gain reduction is usually enough. You want space, not a cartoon pump, unless that's the exact effect you're after. At this point, I want you to think in layers, one layer for transient, one for body, one for dusty mids, and maybe one for a tiny room or tail if the track needs it. In Ableton, that works really well as an effect rack. Put your clean kick on one chain, your dirty mid layer on another, and maybe a transient enhancement chain on a third. You could even add a tiny room or ambience chain, but keep it extremely subtle. We're talking a tiny amount of short decay, heavily filtered, just enough to make the kick feel like it hit a space, not like it was drenched in reverb. If you build macros for transient, dust, low body, and clip or saturate, you'll have a very playable kick sound. That's a big advantage in advanced DNB work, because now you can automate the vibe across the arrangement without rebuilding the whole drum sound every 8 bars. Once the kick feels right, commit it to audio, record or resample it onto kick print. Then consolidate the best hit and make a few versions. Make one that keeps the full weight. Make one ghost version that's lighter and dirtier. Make one stripped version that focuses more on transient and less on body. This is very jungle friendly, because once you start editing the kick-like part of the break, you get that old-school commitment and imperfection that makes the track feel alive. After that, start thinking about arrangement movement. Don't let the kick stay identical for the whole tune. Automate a little extra saturation in the build-up. Bring in slightly more redux damage for the intro, if you want it to feel worn and distant. Open the upper mids right before the drop so the kick starts speaking a little more aggressively. Then maybe reduce the dirty layer in the second 8 bars so the groove can breathe. In jungle and ragga DNB, contrast is everything. Clean against dirty, sharp against dusty, present against implied. A good phrase shape might look like this: an intro where the kick is filtered and ghosted, then a first drop where the full weight arrives on the phrase one, then a section where the ghost layer is pulled back to leave room for the bass, and then a switch up where the dusty mids come back to create tension. That kind of evolution makes the kick feel like part of the drama, not just a repeated sample. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the kick too sub-heavy. The bass should own the sustained low end. Don't oversaturate the transient until it turns papery. If the attack disappears, you've gone too far. Don't push the dusty mids so loud that they turn into obvious distortion. That layer should feel like character, not an effect. And don't design the kick in solo only. Always check it against the break, bass, and any vocal chops. In this style, the kick is relational. Its job is to work with the rest of the groove. If you want to push this further, try a two-stage kick concept. One stage is the clean transient and short body. The second is a filtered dirt layer that comes in a few milliseconds later. That creates a front and a shadow, which can sound very played and very old school. You can also try a subtle downward pitch envelope at the start of the sample, if the source allows it. Just a tiny bend is enough to add urgency and pressure. For a heavier variation, try a parallel path with reverb, saturator, and eq, then high pass it aggressively and blend it in almost invisibly. That can create a darker wake behind the kick without turning it into techno rumble. And if you need a call-out version for vocal responses, make a stripped kick with less body and more click. That works brilliantly under ragga chops, where you want the pulse more than the full drum impact. Here's a quick practice move before you rap. Load one kick you already like, build the chain, make two versions, one with more transient and one with more dusty mids, then create a simple two-bar ghost kick pattern around a chopped break. Add a parallel redux layer, resample the result, and compare the printed audio to the live chain in the full loop. Then make just one final adjustment. Only one. Choose transient, dust, or low body. That discipline is how you start hearing what really matters in a jungle mix. So the big takeaway is this: Build the kick in layers, keep the low end disciplined, let the transient speak quickly, and use dusty mids for that worn sample feel. Place it like a ghost chorus rhythm element, not a constant slam. Resample it and edit it as auto. Automate its attitude across the arrangement. When you do that, the kick stops being just a drum sound and starts feeling like part of the tune's personality. That's the move. Controlled, worn in, and perfectly placed. Now go build it, print it, and let the break dance around it.